This article appeared in the summer 2016 issue of UU World magazine. Flint Water Crisis Spurs UUs to Action by Francine Knowles. Bob Brown sat in a Flint, Michigan church sharing the saga of how for 16 months he and his family, including his son, who has special needs, unknowingly drank, bathed, and cooked with lead-laced water. He rattled off stats. Anything over 15 parts per billion is bad. Our house tested at 200 parts per billion. Brown is among the Flint residents grappling with a largely state and local government-caused water disaster that exposed thousands of people to lead, placing their health at risk. Members of Unitarian Universalist congregations, compelled into action, have lobbied legislators, donated funds, collected and distributed water, and teamed with community organizations working to help. The Reverend Claudine Dean Oliva, minister of UU Congregation of Flint, said she and her congregants are working with grassroots groups, including Michigan Faith in Action, Flint Rising, and Crossing Water, to have gone door to door in impoverished Flint neighborhoods to assess needs. We want to know if they have water, if they have lead filters. Is the lead filter properly installed? Are there children? Is anybody homebound? Oliva said. The canvassers help link families to other volunteers, including social workers and plumbers who follow up to fix problems, she said. The disaster in Flint, where more than 40% of the people live in poverty and more than half are African American, occurred after the city began getting its water from the Flint River instead of through the Detroit system. But officials failed to properly treat the corrosive river water, causing it to leach lead from pipes into the water system. Despite concerns raised by residents, officials for months insisted the water was safe. Oliva said her church has hosted informed state politicians as speakers. She regularly updates the church website, which lists ways people can help. Congregation member Harold Ford traveled to Washington, D.C. with busloads of Michigan residents to attend a congregational hearing on the water crisis. He initially believed government officials' assertions that the water was safe. When it became clear we were misled, I became angry, Ford said. He helped draft a resolution adopted by the Flint congregation. It calls for long-term funding to migrate developmental and health challenges, and commitments of resources to students for educational needs caused by lead contamination, among other actions. Michigan State Representative Stephanie Shang, a member of First UU Church of Detroit, has sponsored and co-sponsored legislation on water safety and affordability. She said tens of thousands of people in Michigan have had their water shut off because they can't afford to pay bills. The fact that it's 2016 and anyone doesn't have access to clean water is a big problem, whether it's because of the contamination or the water shutoff, she says. It's so important that we're talking about a bigger issue of water as a human right. We need to take action. On World Water Day in March, UUs rallied with others in Lansing, Michigan, and lobbied legislators to hold hearings on the water legislation. Among the participants were Randy Block, director of the Michigan UU Social Justice Network, and Jennifer Teed, the network's Justice Projects Coordinator and a member of the Detroit Church. The UU Social Justice Network has been educating UUs in Michigan about water rights issues. It sends action alerts to solicit support at rallies and other events and to urge people to call legislatures. It's a member of the People's Water Board, a coalition of social justice, labor, environmental, and conservation organizations working on water problems. Block and Teed worked with the coalition on a 70-mile water justice journey march from Detroit to Flint last summer. Birmingham Unitarian Church in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, hosted some of the walkers, and its members participated in the walk, said congregation member Mary Jo Ebert. Block said the network is part of a national coalition that will be calling for water to be a human right in every state. The network gets support from the UU Service Committee. Water justice is the civil rights movement of this century, said Patricia Jones, UUSC's senior program leader for the human right to water. This is a race issue, a justice issue, a poverty issue. Cheryl Craig, administrator at the Flint congregation, said they have received scores of inquiries from UUs wanting to help. Makes me proud to see how open-hearted, how open-spirited everybody is in wanting to help fix the situation. This article was written by Francine Knowles. She's a freelance writer and former religion and business reporter at the Chicago Sun-Times. And this is a service provided by the Unitarian Universalist Association, UU World, and Equal Access. This article was read by Don Heimel of DPH Vocal Ease, a member of First UU Church of San Antonio, Texas.